Advanced data security brings unique capabilities to your databases running in Azure, like advanced threat protection. Stay tuned on this episode of Data Exposed MVP Edition to learn more. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed MVP Edition. Today, I'm joined by Principal Consultant Joey D'Antoni of Denny Cherry & Associates. Thanks so much for being here today, Joey.
Thanks, Anna.
And so, you know, Joey, why don't we start off by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm Principal Consultant at Denny Cherry & Associates Consulting. We do a lot of work around Azure and SQL Server in that intersection, and we've been doing so for pretty much as long as Azure has existed. So we've got a great deal of experience with the platform and using all the offerings there.
Awesome. And thanks so much for coming on the show today. And we're going to provide some links to more information about Denny Cherry & Associates in the description. So be sure to check that out. Now, today we're going to talk about advanced data security. And this is available in Azure SQL Database and Azure SQL MI. And today, Joey, I think you're going to dive into one specific aspect of that. Can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we're going to look at advanced threat protection, which is a feature that really builds on some of the power of Azure, right? Because there's a lot of compute capacity that's available in Azure that's not being utilized. So it can monitor connections and queries against your Azure SQL database and your Azure SQL managed instance. So it looks out for things like anomalous login. So if you have somebody logging in from an unusual location, I know it's flagged me when I've traveled all over the world and logged in from an unusual location. It looks for credential vulnerabilities in your database. And probably the biggest one, in my opinion, is SQL injection attacks. We still have a big problem in databases and IT in general with SQL injection attacks. And that's where malformed code gets passed in from an application to a database to grab data. And recently, and the feature is now supported data exfiltration. So where a user is dumping an unusual amount of data out of the database into another sort location, that can also be detected. And you should use this feature in conjunction with auditing in your Azure SQL database. And I'll explain that in a second as we look at the feature.
Thanks, Joey. That's a great explanation. And from what I've heard and what I understand, it's a very powerful capability. I think you also had something you wanted to show us today.
Yeah, let's dive in and walk through the configuration of this feature. This is configured at the logical server level for your Azure SQL database servers. In MI, it's configured similarly at the server level. So I'm going to click on Advanced Data Security here in the Azure portal. And I've already enabled this. And there's a couple of things you need to know. You need to have a storage account to store your data. So here you can see I have a system-generated storage account that I created. I've enabled the feature. It costs $15 a month per server. And I can send periodic scans to my account. Typically, this happens once a week. And here I'm sending it to myself. And I'm also sending email notifications to admins and subscription users. If I look at the threat detection types that I'm looking for, I can see SQL injections. So that's where somebody's tried to launch a SQL injection attack against my database. SQL injection vulnerability is where advanced threat protection is going to look at my schema and identify if I have any malformed parameters that could get passed in that could be vulnerable to SQL injection. Data exfiltration is going to look for users shipping an unusual amount of data out of the database and potentially stealing my data. It's also looking for unsafe actions, so things that are anomalous, like opening wide firewall rules. Brute force logins, so that would be an example of where some attack was trying to hit your database over and over again using a method like credential stuffing, or it's using a password list. And then finally, anomalous client login. And this is probably the most common one I've received, where I'll get an alert that somebody has tried to log into, or somebody has successfully logged into my database from an unusual location. Back when we were traveling and I was all over the world, I would normally get some of these all the time just because I was logging into my database from a very unusual location, whether it be Asia or Europe. And typically all of my logins were from my home here in Philadelphia. But once that's enabled, we can click OK. The other thing to note that you should do with this is enable an audit account, because while this will track and detect all those vulnerabilities, and auditing will give you the whole history. So if there was an attack, you can see what user was logged in and what they were running. by and without auditing, you might not be able to have that context. So it gives you a richer experience by having auditing enabled as well.
Awesome. This is really interesting. Now, how can I track once I've set this up, you know, if there are any alerts or, you know, it looks like I can get it by email, but is there a way I can view it in the portal?
Yes. So if you drill into the database and I don't have any alerts, you can drill into advanced data security at the database level and you can see that you can see those reports here. Currently, I don't have any alerts. I didn't trigger anything, but if I had them, it would be right here.
Thanks, Joey. So what you're saying is from the server level, I can simply turn this on. There's a small fee, but I can also set up auditing so I can see the complete history. And then I can monitor it from an email perspective as well as in the dashboard.
Correct. So if you receive an alert via email, you can drill in your audit logs in addition to the alert and see what was going on before and after the alert took place. So you can potentially further identify any anomalous activity that was going on in your database.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Joey. I certainly learned something during this episode, and I hope our viewers have learned as well. If you liked this video, please like this video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment on what you're doing with advanced threat protection. Thanks for watching this episode of Data Exposed.